Well, hello everyone. My name's Craig, and today I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the confidence that you can gain through your faith in Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you like me, but I do know that many of us struggle with self-doubt and insecurity. We've got many reasons why we feel we're not good enough or could never achieve anything. But when we place our trust in God and in His plan for our lives, we can find a deep sense of peace and confidence. The Bible tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God has created a very unique purpose for that fearfully and wonderfully made creation, you and me. When we can start understanding how we made and what we made for, then we can find ourselves acting and behaving in a confidence that helps us pursue our dreams and not put our dreams aside every time there's a challenge, just like the challenges you may have faced today. In addition, when we rely on God and His strength and not our own, we can find the courage to take risks and step out of our comfort zones. Now, what does it mean to rely on God's strength and not our own? What does it mean to have faith in God's promise and how He made us? Well, how many of you today tackled some challenges like me and applied your own understanding first? Before we went to the Father, before we went to God, before we turned to Jesus' example in His life, before we turned to any of the words Jesus ever spoke, we came up with a solution. And how many of you, maybe like me, even know before we come up with a solution, that sometimes our solutions are going to put us even further in disappointment and mediocrity because we're just not going to be able to achieve it on our own strength. But relying on God's principles, relying on God's commands, just being able to go to the Father and say, you know what, I'm going to surrender my desire to be right. I'd rather be wrong and you tell me how to be right, Father. Just by relying on what He's told us in Scripture, just by reading all of the words that Jesus told us and the principles and the stories that He told us to really infiltrate into our wisdom and into our psyche, when we can start absorbing those as our default, well, then that builds in us a trust that God is always with us and guiding us and supporting us. And no matter what the outcome is, the journey becomes rich and satisfying. Another source of confidence through our faith in Christ Jesus is the assurance of our salvation that we have because of His death and resurrection. You see, our past sets us up in motion for our future. It's kind of intrinsically linked. If you've had a poor upbringing or bad experiences in your past, you tend to attack the future with a little bit more fear. So God knew that if He could get our past sorted out through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and our past now becomes His past. His past is one full of salvation, of redemption, of grace, of mercy, and love, not of abuse and hate and hurt. So He replaces our past with His past. And then if we can just be in the moment obedient to His principles and direction that He gives us in the Bible, instead of relying on our own understanding, He tells us that our future now becomes full of purpose and passion, not held back by our disappointing past or our disillusioned moment-by-moment lifestyle. And now, because we have that in mind, His future becomes our future. What is His future? An eternal life in heaven where we are completely free of the pains and hurts of this world. And we can have that thought process now already. We don't have to wait until we die. Knowing that we have this eternal future, our sins of the past are forgiven, we've got all the principles and all the abilities we need to be immediately obedient in the moment, we unlock a future of confidence. So in short, our confidence in Christ gives us the strength and courage and assurance we need to navigate this life with hope and with purpose. I encourage you today to place your trust in Him and see how it can change your life, even today and right now. Thanks for watching. You be blessed.